Hello, I'm recording you now. I'm booing. The first thing you say is, you faffing? Because I would faff and you wouldn't, I suppose.
Yesterday on Regent Street, I think you faffed for about 3 hours.
I don't think that's right, actually.
It's quite a long time. We've got it on recording.
You?
Me?
I've been...
Oh, come on, you stupid thing. Stop making noise.
Right, I'm going to give you a phone, and I would like you to tell the Boo Commu about your exciting morning so far.
My exciting morning? It's been a wonderful morning this morning, Boo Commu.
Have a phone.
Hang on, I'm just drying my hands.
Oh, it doesn't matter really, it's all wrapped up anyway. It's in its Otterbox case.
Right, oh, it's defended in its defender. Where's the... Which end of the microphone at?
The normal end, like...
Yeah, I know, but it's in a box. I can't work out which way the normal end is.
Crying out loud. Look, do people where the home button is?
Where's that? Oh, there, the round
there. That's the earpiece there.
Yeah.
That's the camera there.
Oh, right, okay. Well, sorry, this is an old iPhone. I can't work out which way round it goes.
Oh, it's an old iPhone.
Something like Vance.
Turns into his dog. Yes.
Okay, so, dearest audio big people, I'm standing here in my kitchen. At Robert Towers,
yeah,
which are not really very tower-like. In fact, they're decidedly flat.
Yeah.
And
flat.
It's the flattest. Like, oh no, and I've found even more stuff. right. Okay. Let's find a dishcloth. Where's that gone? Well, basically, everybody, I was making dearest Fee her morning cup of coffee, and Fee is a bit of a coffee connoisseur. She doesn't just have any old thing. She's very particular. And she has, sorry, the cough was genuine, not a pretend one.
You're just making me giggle everything you do now.
She had, she has Wittard breakfast, coffee for breakfast and lunch and tea. And
tea, I'd probably have decaf.
Well, we still haven't opened the decaf, so I'm not sure I totally believe it. But,
Oh, we will soon, maybe. Probably have some after the thing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so basically, I was making her morning coffee, and it involved, you know, putting the coffee into the cafetiere thing, and I'd bought this cafetiere, especially for her, a little while back, when she came for the first time.
There is an unboxing Boo on Robert's...
There
he is. This is RJ Net, and there is an unboxing Boo of it on his Boo stream.
There is, yep. And
unboxing and coffin, you should find it.
Unboxing and coffin? Yeah.
Coffee, not coffin.
No, coughing.
Not coffin.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah, like that. Anyway, so I put the coffee in, and I poured in the hot water, lovingly.
Yeah.
And then I thought I'd give it a good whisk with a fork.
Yeah, I don't actually know why he does this.
Sorry?
I don't know why you do that, but it's very sweet.
Don't you have to stir it?
No.
I think you do.
Well, I never have.
You have to mix up all the grounding things.
Well, don't they mix up just if you pour the water in?
No, you have to whisk it all up together.
If you say so.
And
coffee connoisseurs on the Boo Commu, you can come back to us on that.
And I would have used a spoon to do it until I heard on Audio Boo, dum dum dum. I won't name names. That they know who they are. That a fork would be better. So I've been happily using a fork.
It wasn't very happy for very long.
And I
in fact, yesterday you used your Bamix noisy mixer machine.
Yeah, I tried my Bamix yesterday and I got covered in coffee.
And I laughed.
Rather hot coffee at that. Sort of scalded my finger at the process. But anyway.
I'm so sympathetic.
She's lovely. so basically, I was whisking away with grease.
I thought, what on earth is he doing?
And then all of a sudden, my whole sideboard was covered in coffee. And I just, you know, it was, I would have expected a bit of splash. But it was, woof, you know, the whole place is covered in coffee. And not just, you know, coffee liquid, but coffee with lots of grindings in it.
Grindings?
And, I thought, well, this is a bit strange, and, you know, checked the level of coffee in the cafetiere, which had been about half an inch from the top, and was now halfway down the pot. Think, well, I've managed to splash a lot of that around, didn't I? I mean, that was quite impressive, really. And then, as I'm mopping up the liquid, I discover this little piece of glass. And it turns out that in... It's a good story, this, isn't it? It turns out that in whisking it, I'd managed to actually break the cafetiere, and not smash it or anything, but just one little piece of glass had come out of the side, and all the coffee, had, or half the coffee, had leaked out everywhere.
Yeah, I have suggested, Bukemu, that Robert's next cafetiere should perhaps be made of metal, and they do exist.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I have two small cafetieres at home.
Yeah.
And two large ones.
Okay.
Three of those four are glass.
Yep.
And I haven't broken them.
Yes, but you don't whisk your coffee. I mean, you know, you're not doing it properly.
Well, yeah, but if you... If you break stuff, are you doing it properly?
Yes, it's just the cafetiere was rubbish. Maybe I'll look for a Pyrex one.
You are hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why.
Why?
Why am I hilarious?
Yes, that's how God made you.
He did a good job, didn't he, really?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to finish this boo here, and then I know that the done boo stream doesn't usually have photographs, but I think this one probably deserves one. So I'm going to get a photograph with the cafetiere, its remaining coffee in it, and a hole in the side.
Yeah. There's a hole in the coffee, dear Robert, dear Robert.
Pray continue.
There's a hole in the coffee, dear Robert, a hole... Then pour it, dear Fee.
I'll have to see if I can pour it out the side of the cafetiere.
Actually, you know, you can't finish the boo until you've done that.
Until I've done what?
Until you've poured it out.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you might...
It might all go wrong, splash everywhere.
It might all go wrong, and it would be such a shame if we didn't share that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to go to your camera app and take a picture from that that I've got it. Before I pour the coffee out.
All right, it will talk because
there's
no thing called
a
boo.
Yeah, I just need to find the way.
The boo commune will live because the microphone's better, so that's why. The home button on that needs a good press.
Yep. I need to get away from the washing machine because I can't hear the phone.
Step away from the washing machine. Items. App Store. Game Center. Settings. One. New Stanfield. Passbook. Page 1 of 10. Mail. 2. Page. Passbook. New. Setting. Games. App Store. Item. Newton. Notes. Weather. Max. Stocks. Camera. Do you need a pair of earphones?
No.
You've got it. Screen curtain off.
All's well. The end's well. But that doesn't end well isn't well.
Right.
Says Robert.
That's your profound Monday statement.
It is, absolutely, yeah.
Luckily for Robert, who from you doesn't know this yet, I'm coming back tomorrow.
She is.
And I've said he can borrow my metal cafetiere till he's bought, because he's going away, so I've said he can borrow my metal cafetiere till he's bought another one.
Going away? That sounds like I'm going to prison.
He's going to prison for breaking cafetieres!
Yeah. I'm not allowed to do that.
It's vandalistic crime.
Vandalistic tendencies.
Yeah. Hooliganism against cafetieres. That's very funny.
It's everyone. I'm just trying to line this up in a appropriate way that shows off the full vandalisticness.
Vandalicity. Oh look, there's a siren, they're coming for you already.
I think they're late.
They've gone. Perhaps they're coming by stealth now. They've turned it off because they otherwise they know you'll go out.
Maybe.
Evade arrest for this awful crime you've committed. How do they know though?
I don't know. Hang on a sec. I'm trying to just work out what this phone's doing.
Okay.
And I can't hear a thing.
Did you take a picture?
I think so. I'm just trying to work it out.
A vandalist.
Shh, I can't hear anything, Fee.
Sorry.
It's so loud.
Sorry.
There is not enough available storage to take a photo. You can manage your storage in settings.
Oh, well, that's useful.
What?
There isn't enough storage to take a photo. Yeah.
Shall I see what we've got?
Settings. Hang on a sec, let me... I'm going to get a photograph on my phone, just in case, because...
Okay.
I think it'd be a shame to miss, really.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Take picture.
May I have my phone in the meantime? Because we're booing you taking a photo, that's not very interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go back to audio boo and pause it. And check whether we actually recorded anything.
Well, I can check that while you do the photo. I can hold the phone, yeah. So, we're recording again. Robert's taking a photo on his phone that I'll add afterwards. Since mine was full of stuff that needs booing and uploading.
Alright, so I am now... come around this side. See an expert barrister. Is it barrister? No, barista. Barrister.
Is the light on?
Barista, yes. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Can you just turn it off a moment? Please.
Yeah, I am.
That would be fantastic.
An expert barrista. Is it a barrista? People who make coffee. What are they called?
Oh, I don't know. Me? Fee?
You drink coffee?
I don't know. Right.
Anyway, I'm not. But either way. Anyway, so I am plunging the plunger down the remaining bit of the glass, which isn't much, to be honest.
Be careful.
Down.
You see, that helps mix it too. You really don't need a fork.
No, you do, because how does all the coffee get from the bottom up to the top?
It just does. It
no, it doesn't.
It floats.
No, it doesn't. You ask anybody, you have to mix it.
Right. And break stuff.
Well, no, you don't have to break it.
You just do.
You use things that don't break. This is just rubbish. I'll be putting the worst possible review on Amazon about this.
I actually don't think it's their fault this time.
It is their fault. They should make glass that doesn't break. Glass is one of the hardest substances known to man, and yet they have managed to make a cafetiere which breaks.
Oh, get on with it.
Okay, so the ball has reached the bottom.
Ball?
And I am now ready for the pouring action. I'm slightly worried about it, actually, but...
So how big is this piece of glass that came out, in terms of the circumference of the cafetiere? Half, or...?
You can touch it very gently with your finger, the hole.
Where? Oh, it's kind of quite tall, rather than wide.
Yeah, and it's back towards the handle, so I'm hoping that actually...
Actually, that could well be fork-shaped!
Right, I'm now going for the pouring. Do you want to put the microphone a little closer?
Okay.
There's nothing coming out. Here we go. It's sort of espresso sized. Drip, 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 drip. There you go. All done. Without a drop spilled.
Shall I see what it tastes like? Shall I give you the verdict?
Yeah, I think you should. Shall I take your phone off you?
Yeah, if you hold it that way so it's facing towards me. Yeah, you don't have to put it in my eye.
Oh, sorry.
I know it's an iPhone, but...
Oh, sorry. Easy mistake to make.
that, my darling. Despite all the mishaps.
And all the glass.
And everything. It was lovely. Shall we finish the boo on that positive note?
Yeah, I was about to try and finish it at that exact point, but I couldn't find the stop button.
Aww.
We'll try again. Hang on a second.
So, all's well that ends well, except that there isn't a cafeteria anymore, and I think there might actually be some coffee grounds on the floor.
Oh no. Oh no. That's no good. Oh well, I'll let it dry and then hoover it up. Who cares? I don't care anymore.
Bye-bye, food commute.
Bye, everybody. Happy Monday
to you. Happy coffee
drinking. Happy Monday.